Yes, greetings once again in Jesus' name, and welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and it's been a privilege for me to be able to share with you throughout the past several days, and I'm thankful for that opportunity that I have to spend time in God's Word and share it with those that are interested in sharing. You know, today there are a lot of people who are simply not interested in hearing the Word of God, and that's a very sad thing, but it's a true thing. There's many people that have no desire to enter into any time of meditation or studying of God's Word. And that's just a sign of the times that we're seeing. The Bible says that the love of many will grow cold, and the reason is because of lawlessness. It says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And we're seeing that today, I believe, that there is much, much lawlessness that is going on in our nation and in the world. And it seems as though every man is doing what's right in his own eyes in our present age, just as it was back in the days of the judges. And people are making their own decisions and deciding what's right and what's wrong and going by those things instead of comparing their thoughts with what the Word of God says and renewing their mind with the Word of God so that we can be refreshed and rehearsed in what is the will of God and what it is that God has for us as believers in Christ Jesus, that we would adhere to the instructions in the Word of God, and of which I want to share with you out of the book of 1 Corinthians. And I'd like to just share some of the things that the Lord used Paul to write this letter to the Corinthians. And I want you to be able to see and think about the things he's addressing to the Corinthian church. And I'll be reading out of chapter 15. And I have a few verses here I'd like to read and discuss a little bit. And beginning in verse 1 of chapter 15, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved." And Paul is saying here that he has delivered unto them the gospel. He gave them that which he received. And this is the gospel by which you are saved, he said, "if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas," which would be Peter, "then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." And you can see Paul had great remorse for the actions that he took against the church. But he met with the Lord Jesus. This he's referring to when he was on a mission to hurt and wreak havoc to the church. And he had an encounter with God, and he saw Jesus. According to here, he said, "Jesus was shown even unto me as an apostle out of due time." But this here is the very crux of Christianity, of faith in God, that we believe in Jesus Christ. And it says here that Paul, he's saying, I delivered it to you, first of all, that which I received. I received it. He didn't make it up. He delivered it to them, that which he received, and how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And again, I'd like to just emphasize here, there's going to be some false teachers that are going to deny that Jesus Christ died for our sins, yours and mine, and for those of all the whole world, that any that would accept the sacrifice that God made for them. There's going to be those that will mock the work of the cross of Christ, and they're going to take away the value of it and try to replace it with man-made works. And I just would like to give warning beforehand, before it happens, if you haven't already experienced some of this, that there will be some. They're going to try to take your attention off of the work that God did on the cross through his son Jesus Christ. And verse 4 says, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then he appeared and showed himself to many of the brethren, and says that first it was Cephas or Peter, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Some of them had died that were eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They saw him after he was after he died and was buried, and God raised him up. And then Paul says, he was also seen of James, Jesus was. And he said, then I also saw Jesus. And he called himself the least of the apostles. God humbled him, and he was very ashamed of what he had done to the church once he learned that he was in the wrong there, and he repented. And now he's a preacher of the gospel of Christ, the very gospel that he was persecuting. And God reached in and changed his heart and turned his life around, and he showed him Christ Jesus. I believe also today that you and I can see Jesus Christ in the Scriptures. We can see him also living out his life in other believers. And I would encourage you to find people that are truly living their life for God, and that you can see that there is life flowing out of the individual, not from themselves, of their own things, but of God himself. And you can recognize people like that. They have an attraction to them that attracts us to God. We can see God working in their lives, and we can appreciate that. And that's the kind of people that I would encourage you to be around and spend time with, so that you can encourage them and they can encourage you to continue on in your walk with him and to be faithful even unto death. That we serve a risen Lord Jesus Christ, and he lives to ever intercede for you and I. And that is a wonderful blessing, and I hope that I can leave you with this great thought, that we serve a resurrected God, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the risen Son of God. And praise God for that which he did at Calvary for you and me, and for all those who will look to him for salvation. May God bless you as you consider these things, and may he be your Savior and your Lord. Thank you again for calling in. May God bless you.